This is the Renewed Minds with Leslie O'Hare podcast. Your host, Leslie O'Hare, mindset life coach, TV personality, TEDx speaker, and author, created this podcast to empower and inspire women and teen girls to cultivate a growth mindset that can revolutionize their lives. Renewed Minds is more than a talk show. It's a pillar of motivation, a source of inspiration, and a gateway to boundless possibilities. It's a platform for engaging conversations that spark change. Let's start the conversation. Here's Leslie.
Hello, welcome to the Renewed Minds podcast. I am thrilled to be here with you today. I'm your host, Leslie O'Hare. Our commitment via this podcast is to provide informative information to inspire women and teen girls to be able to take control of their mind, their emotions, and their behavior, empowering them to bravely rise above obstacles and challenges, as well as helping them to be able to value their inherent self-worth. With that being said, on the show with me today is the beautiful Miss Dallas teen, Lily Roberts. Welcome, Lily.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so beyond thrilled and happy to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you as well. And you know what? We have such an amazing show for you all today. And Lily is going to share with you a little bit of who's on the show.
Yes. Yeah, so our guests on the show today are University of Southern California engineering student Christian Bryan and supermodel, influencer, and actress Kiana Rowe. And we're super happy that they're going to be joining us today.
So we are happy they're here. We're happy to sit down and have impactful conversations with these two beautiful ladies. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we return, Lily and I will be sitting down with the University of Southern California engineering student, Christian Bryan. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Leslie O'Hare, the host and creator of the Renewed Minds podcast. I want to share why I started this podcast. The genesis of this show traces back to a period of significant life challenges where I faced a pivotal decision: succumb to life's struggles or courageously rise above them. I chose bravery. Surviving required rewiring my mindset. Embracing a growth mindset became my lifeline. I recognize that my story is not unique. Countless women face adversity and uncertainties. While teen girls navigate challenges like peer pressure, bullying, and the weight carried by those I refer to as fatherless girls, young women shouldering the burden of parental absence. My mission is clear: to inspire women and teen girls to control their mindset, emotions, and behavior, enabling them to overcome obstacles. My team and I need your help to continue this mission. Visit renewedmindspodcast.com to contribute. Every donation, big or small, fuels our conversations and empowers our audience. Join us in empowering women and teen girls to embrace growth, resilience, and achieve mental well-being, one woman, one teen girl at a time. Please visit renewedmindspodcast.com to become an advertiser or to contribute to the show. Thank you for being part of our journey towards mental freedom for women and teen girls.
Welcome back. Our first guest is University of Southern California engineering student Christian Bryan. Christian, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic.
Excited to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. I know your schedule's so hectic because you know what? You're graduating in May. So yes, you have a lot to take care of. So we won't take up much of your time, but I'm excited you took time out for us today. You know, you have accomplished so much in this short time frame of your very young life. And I know that you, as I said, you go to USC. You have also been your major is computer science and business administration at the USC Viterbi engineering program, correct? And
yes.
With that being said, how have you been able to manage juggling so many different things? Because not only are you a college student, you also were the second runner-up on CHOP Junior. And so you've had very successful accolades. How have you been able to connect with everything that you do and to be so diverse and accomplish at it?
Yeah, so growing up, I used to always say that I wanted to be a lot of different things, like actress or chef or entrepreneur. And I feel like I always allowed myself to kind of have this like exploratory curiosity. And that has been something that has allowed me to keep my mind open and really pursue things without having some sort of idea that I'm limiting myself by choosing a particular path. So yeah, I think that's how I've been able to kind of juggle all of those things and also be able to like put my best foot forward in a lot of different realms. And it's something that has enabled me to learn a lot of new skills and hobbies. So yeah.
Fantastic. So I know Lily had a question that she wants to ask you. Lily, what was the question that you had for Christian?
Yes, so I'd love to ask this. How do you believe promoting diversity and inclusion within engineering fields fosters a culture of belonging and equity? And what steps can individuals and organizations take to ensure equal opportunities for all aspiring engineers?
Yeah, for sure. So diversity and inclusion has really allowed me to feel like I'm not alone in my journey. Growing up, I was in a couple different environments where I was kind of the only person that looked like me doing particular STEM things. And so coming into college in a super diverse realm that is USC, and also USC has a lot of departments dedicated to diversity, they really gave me the opportunity to be seen. And that's something that I've really been able to thrive from. And also it's given me a lot of motivation as I've gone on in my journey, as STEM can be super hard sometimes. So that's helped me a lot. And as far as other companies and individuals taking action to promote diversity and inclusion in kind of the world of engineering and STEM, I feel like it starts super young. I feel like there's a lot of engineering outlets that can be shown to kids that opens up new possibilities for them. There's so many engineering outlets that I didn't know about up until college, pretty much. And I feel like having that exposure early on really gets people kind of knowing about engineering and kind of allows them to helps them pick like their certain hobbies and interests and things pretty early on in engineering.
So I want to talk to you about AI. You know, I love it. AI, I probably use it in some point in time every day of the week. And so with you being able to be at that intersection of technology and innovation firsthand, how do you think AI is going to make an impact on some of the most pressing issues that we do have, which is healthcare, sustainability, as well as education?
Yeah, for sure. So I think AI has a lot of different areas that it can be used in a lot of different ways. Because of its ability to kind of go through a lot of huge amounts of data and make the best decisions, I feel like I see a huge opportunity, especially in sustainability for artificial intelligence. Things like optimizing like the transport or the transit route that you take on Google Maps to reduce emissions so there's not as much traffic, things like that. Also aiding in the development of renewable energy, as well as being able to like model and test products virtually without having to actually fabricate an actual product and go through the process of testing it manually. Artificial intelligence has the possibility to do things like that. So yeah, I feel like the main thing is optimization. I feel like artificial intelligence can increase or speed up the process of a lot of different things, kind of getting us to the sustainability, education, and health goals that we were trying to get to.
Fantastic.
Yes, I love that word optimization, and I can't wait to see what AI becomes. And
yeah.
So for this next question I'm about to ask, I'm actually very interested in myself because I'm looking at colleges right now, but what advice would you offer to young girls who aspire to attend college, as well as those who may be unsure about pursuing higher education?
Yeah, for sure. I would say the one of the biggest pieces of advice is don't let self-doubt hold you back. I know that college can be super scary, especially if you're pursuing a STEM degree. It can seem like very daunting, and you might actually think that you're like incapable of doing certain things, but I say never give up. You can always do it if you put your mind to it. When you give something your all, it'll always work out. So never let any sort of self-doubt hold you back from kind of achieving your dreams in college.
While you've been at USC, I know you have a lot of highlights. So can you share some of your highlights from attending the college? And then what are some of your challenging times that you've had while in school, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, so one of my most favorite highlights is I was actually part of an organization called Lava Lab, which is an entrepreneurship slash startup organization. So in that club, we were able to produce our own web application that is focused on the realm of fashion. And it was a very hard process. It was like 8 weeks long, and we had to build a web app from start to finish in that short period, and then launch it and pitch it at our demo night, which is at the end of the semester. And we were actually able to win best demo at that competition. And I feel like that was just super rewarding, kind of seeing all of that hard work kind of come to fruition at the end of that demo night. And I was also able to put everything that I learned in college thus far into that project. So that kind of also was nice to be able to utilize those skills kind of in the real world. And USC was able to give me the opportunity through Lava Lab. So that was super cool. And then one of the most daunting things, or one of the most challenging things I've gone through at USC, is I'm in computer science. So I have taken a couple of algorithms courses, and we have one algorithms course in particular that's more theoretical. And I'm not huge on like theoretical math and theoretical like algorithms and things like that. And so that was super hard to wrap my head around at first. I had like no idea kind of what was going on at the beginning, and it was new to everybody. I mean, it was a realm of computer science that was completely unfamiliar, nothing like I'd ever heard, learned in high school and things like that. So that was super challenging, but I really took it upon myself to kind of step out and go and seek assistance in that particular class. I was always at office hours, always talking with my friends, always watching YouTube videos, trying to get a better understanding of that course because I knew how important it was for my future. So yeah, just kind of taking that self-initiated action to get over the hardships in that class was really, really nice because it paid off in the end, and I was able to do well in the class. So.
Well, I know you participated in the Salesforce Software Engineering Internship Program. And so you have your school, you have other extracurricular activities, and you also have your personal life, right? How do you find time for self-care and to keep your mental well-being strong? How do you do that from day to day with everything on your shoulders?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually learned this when I was at Salesforce through a speaker's event that they had. But one of the speakers there had mentioned that as far as like your personal health and well-being, it's important to prioritize that as much as like what your either your career or your academics. And that's something that I started to do pretty early on in college, kind of as a result of kind of hearing that information. I started treating my health and well-being as a part of my degree. So sleeping, that's a part of my degree because I need to sleep in order to be successful. And having a skincare routine or doing my nails was also necessary for me to feel good about myself and like better have better energy and things like that throughout the day. So yeah, I feel like treating my health and well-being as being a part of my degree is something that has allowed me to really make time for myself and just allow my brain the time to rest as needed. And yeah, so I believe everybody should try to incorporate it and prioritize it as much as you prioritize your career or your academics because it's super important.
Well, that's fantastic. I so thank you, Christian, for being on the show today. Thank you so much for everything that you have accomplished, and you just hang in there. You never give up because that's what life is really about, right? It's about pushing forward, never giving up, leaning in, and always keep faith. So wishing you many, many blessings, and we cannot wait to see the positive imprint that you are going to make on this world. If you would like to get in contact with Christian, you can search her name on LinkedIn at Christian Bryan. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I will be interviewing Miss Dallas teen Lily Roberts, who is also my co-host for today. Back in a moment. Welcome back. I'm sitting down having an interview with Miss Dallas teen Lily Roberts, who I mentioned earlier happens to also be my co-host. So I'm excited, as we said, right, to do the show together. You know, one of the things I wanted to do with this show is to be able to empower women and teen girls, and what better way than to give a teen young lady an opportunity to co-host a show. And with that being said, you have this remarkable career. You have also received many awards. You received the President's Volunteer Award, the Girl Girl Scouts Goal Award for public speaking. And so you stay very, very diverse. Why is it important for you to be so diverse? I want to delve into that first before we start talking about this beautiful crown and sash and your accomplishments, Miss Dallas Teen.
Yeah, so I think the most important thing is to do what you love in any aspect of life, whether it is volunteering, which I love, or Girl Scouts, which I also love, or sports or school. Just do your best at everything you do and follow your heart, because there's endless possibilities and you don't know what you can achieve until you try it. So the reason why I like to stay diverse and put my toe into all different types of water is because I don't know what I'll fall in love with. Mm-hmm. And just a couple years ago, I fell in love with the Miss America organization, and I wouldn't be here today if I didn't give it a shot.
So you're going to be running for Miss Texas Teen in June.
Yes.
What is the preparation for the Miss Dallas Teen pageant versus the Miss Texas Teen pageant? Would you say that there's a difference as far as the preparation for you and keeping your stamina and being able to make certain that you bring that crown home?
Yes. So I would say, if you were to ask me about a year ago, I'd say there's a huge difference in locals, which is what they call the city pageants, mm-hmm. versus state. But now if you ask me, I'd say no, because the most important thing at the end of the day is to be yourself. I went into the Miss Dallas pageant being myself, being authentic, not trying to fit what the judges might have in mind or trying to fit what other people might want from me, but having fun and representing myself on that stage and in the interview room. And if I take that same energy to state level, I think that I can achieve great things. But a lot of the times people might stereotype pageants, mm-hmm. and see the crown before the girl, but at the end of the day, it's the girl who's wearing the crown and what they're capable of. So I make sure that that part of me shines through.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I mentioned to you before, I grew up being in beauty pageants from the age of 5 all the way until the age of 24. And so one of the things I hear a lot of people make negative statements about beauty pageants. Yes. They think it's very demoralizing to women. And actually, it's actually opposite of that. I think it builds stamina, it increases your self-esteem, and it also teaches you the interviewing techniques and skills, because you have to go through an interviewing phase. Yes. When we talk about your pageants and the Miss Dallas Teen versus the Miss Texas Teen, what would you say in talking about those two pageants would you like to pull from as a life lesson for yourself?
I think live in the moment is a great life lesson that I have learned competing in pageants, because a lot of the people will say there's so much stress on those days. There's a lot of pressure. I'd be lying if I said there wasn't any. But really just enjoy the moment, make friends. I found so much community in the sisters that I've competed in pageants with, and interview skills is one of the things that I have definitely pulled from the pageant system. If you were to ask me in middle school to stand up in front of my class, I might have been too scared to do it, but because I decided to take a leap of faith, start pageants, learn how to hold myself up, and I'm here today. Yeah. I'm able to speak to you. I can speak to children. I speak to different groups, my peers, and it's really wonderful what you can do with your voice.
Well, you know, talk about speaking.
Yes.
Your mom is the very prominent news anchor on Fox 5 News here in Dallas, Heather Hayes.
Yes.
And so we love Heather. And so I know you all have such a great relationship. I wouldn't expect anything different from you. So having your mom always in television, she is at the top of her game. You have such a great woman as a role model. What is one of the top things you think your mom has taught you throughout your life?
Oh, that has got to be one of the hardest questions I've probably ever been asked, because she's taught me so many
so much.
Things. Yes. I will say one motto that she always told me growing up was work hard, play hard. Mm. Hard work pays off. So if you put your all into everything you do, 110%. That's another thing she always told me. Do 110%, go the extra mile, give it your best, and the outcome will be amazing.
What are your career aspirations after high school?
So I actually love speaking. I love coming up with ideas. I love movies. So I would love to go to University of California in Los Angeles, UCLA.
Where Christian is at.
Yes. California is one of my favorite places. So as of right now, that's the plan, but I would love to get a degree in business and screenwriting, script writing, because I think there's something so powerful about the message that can be shared from movies. I grew up watching Barbie movies, and the message that stuck with me till the age of 15 and probably for the rest of my life is you can be anything. And I want to be able to make people remember those messages and feel things with the movies I write.
And so when you write movies, from what perspective are you writing them from? Because you do have that entertainment experience being on stage. What perspective are you writing your movies, and what are one of the takeaways that you would want the audience to walk away with?
Oh, I think I would love to actually write a movie about my mom's life. I don't think I've told her about this yet, but I've always looked up to her, and she's told me so many stories about the opportunities that being on the news has given her. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to talk about that from looking up to someone's perspective. And also, I think fantasy is super exciting. That's a great perspective. Mm-hmm. And also just the perspective of empowerment, just like this podcast, what it's all about. Yeah. I think really getting those messages out there that people are capable is one of the most important things. So I'd love to write about that.
I think that's really amazing, because have positivity, we can never have too much positivity in the world. We have so much negativity going on. And so when I see a young lady such as yourself that's being an excellent role model for so many other girls, how do you maintain a strong mindset? Because as I'm a mindset life coach, I coach women and teen girls. And so I run across a lot of girls who are my clients. Some of them have thought about committing suicide. Some of them have low self-esteem. And they really just don't know which way to turn. You seem to be very grounded. You seem to be a woman, a young lady that really knows what she wants. And if you have a hard time, you seem to know how to stay balanced. What are some of the regimens that you can share with another young girl or women as well? How do you maintain a strong mindset?
I think through the community that I have found has been one of the ways that I've maintained a strong mindset. And what I mean by that is my mom, my family supports me. But if my friends from school, my pageant community, and also I just joined a youth group, which I'm super excited about. So there's community all around us, and I think that a step that people should take is to find that community. And so actually this past Wednesday was my first time going to the youth group. It was amazing. I made so many friends. And so I use that as an example. Yeah. So maybe if you don't have a community right now, look to the church if you believe in God, or look around you at school, join a club of what you're interested in, because you will find people all around you who can constantly bring you up. And on top of that, one thing personally that I do is that I know I'm prepared for things. I know that I'm ready. But if I'm getting in my head about something, I'm making myself nervous, taking a step back, looking at what I've done, knowing that I'm ready, and taking a step forward with that in mind, knowing that I can accomplish what I dream of, and all of you out there can as well. And if you're looking for a community, we have you. We're here to support you. If you're listening right now, you can do it. And just look all around you. Love is everywhere.
Love is everywhere. And I just wish more people would spread it, right?
Yes.
You're going to have your own podcast.
Yes.
I am so excited. I cannot wait to see it. And it starts April 14th, I believe.
Yes, in about 2 weeks.
Tell us about it. I'm excited. That is awesome. And tell us about it. And what inspired you to do your podcast?
Okay, so I have a couple of things for this one. So one thing about pageants, specifically the Miss America opportunity, is that every girl competing has a community service initiative. It can be about anything that you want. I know some girls focus on the consequences of drunk driving or ADHD. There's literally endless possibilities, but I focused on community service and volunteerism because I've grown up with volunteering taking a strong place in my life. From Girl Scouts, National Charity League, I love it. I've grown up with it, but I realize not everybody has had that experience. So with my podcast, I want to show people that they can give back too. It can take literally 5 minutes of your day or 5 hours of your day. It can be what you make it and also what you want it to be. One thing I like to tell people is that if you love animals, go work at the SPCA right here in Dallas. Yeah. Or there's communities in need of community gardens.
Right.
There's literally so many possibilities. So that's the point of the podcast. And what inspired me has to be reaching people, because just like this podcast, we're reaching people, we're empowering people. So the amount of people that will hopefully begin to give back after I start is what keeps me moving forward.
That's awesome. So the Miss Texas Teen in January, I believe it's the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Yes, I think it's a bit longer than that. It's a week. It's that Sunday, I want to say the 23rd to the 30th.
Okay.
I might be wrong. I'll have to check my planner after this, but I believe it's around that time.
And the finalists, I think, the finals are on the 29th, I believe.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Tell us that process. How does that work? So when you talk about these different days and spread it out for an entire week, give us a little bit of a synopsis of what that looks like.
So it is much different than the local level. There's about 10 girls who compete locally at local pageants, but when it gets to state, there's over 50. So it is a huge competition right here in Richardson, so it's super close to home. But what it looks like is you arrive the first day, usually starts with the brunch, where actually girls are awarded scholarship awards if you decided to compete in the essay competitions, which is a lovely way to start out the week. And then the next day, you'll jump right into rehearsals and interviews. And then the day after that, which is about that Tuesday, there'll be more interviews because how they split it up into three groups, with different competition order. Last year, I believe I started with fitness, and then I did evening gown, and then I did, evening gown and onstage question, and then I did talent. So that might sound like a lot right now, but basically, they'll have rotations, so each girl gets a night to compete in one category. In finals, the top 10 will compete in every category. So we'll start the week, brunch, then we'll go to interview and rehearsals, and then that Tuesday is the first night of competition, and Wednesday and Thursday, next three nights. Friday is my favorite part. It's the y'all ball. We have a break. There's rehearsals. Everyone gets to dress up in Texas clothes and have dance with your friends, kind of relax after the hard work's been done. And Saturday afternoon is finals, where we'll figure out who wins Miss Texas's team.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? We're going to be rooting for you.
Thank you so
much. That you are the next Miss Texas teen, for sure. You are going to do an amazing job. You articulate very well. You speak very well. You just seem to be such, as I said earlier, a very grounded young lady. And
thank
we thank
you.
You're so welcome. We thank you for your wisdom, and we thank you for your grace. And I do appreciate you doing an amazing job co-hosting with me today. And so if you would like to connect with Lily, you can do so on Instagram at LilyRay_official or at Miss Dallas Teen 24. Back in a moment. Welcome to the show. We're back. We're back with our second guest, supermodel, influencer, and actress, Kiana Rowe. Kiana, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello. She looks so reserved and always put together. It is so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
You know, you are a beautiful, beautiful lady. I know that you are a freelance model, and you have worked with so many of the big brands. You do commercials for Walmart's ITK.
Yes, ma'am. Officially signed now.
Are you
real? Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And here's the thing. She just announced it on the Renewed Minds podcast. So that warms my heart. That is so wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's talk about a little bit of what you've done, because your first photo shoot went into the Elements magazine.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you've also done a movie on Amazon and Tubi called Life After Quarantine.
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, we know what that was like, right? So being an actress, an influencer, and a supermodel, how do you balance all of that? And with a lot of these projects that you get, I know that you also work with Ulta,
yes,
Sally's Beauty, JCPenney's, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, because you have a big campaign coming out for them. And so it's a lot to smile about,
it
you know?
Is.
And those are some huge, huge companies. And Sephora, how do you, how are you able to identify what's the best project for you?
So how my agents figure out what the best project is based off of how much money and what the requirements are. So say that I'm already booked up for something else, and say that what I'm already booked up for isn't as much money as the next project, but the one that I'm booked for is maybe, you know, for a day or two, but the bigger project is for 2 days, and I might have to fly out and kind of, you know, cut set a little short for the first project. So sometimes they would kind of make arrangements like, oh, we'll just tell, you know, the person that you're already assigned to for that day that you probably can't make it because this one is a bigger campaign, it's a bigger client, and bigger clients mean bigger money.
Yes.
And then a long range of just opportunities.
Yes.
After that.
Yes. Well, you've had a lot of opportunities and also working with Kohl's. Mm-hmm. And so, Lily, what is your question for Kiana?
So actually, this is about more partnerships. So given your partnerships with Hyde Cosmetics, Bliss Skincare, Tap Brow, and Nail Boo,
yes,
sorry, how do you approach collaborations and how do you believe sets you apart as a beauty influencer? So this is kind of similar to the last one, but I'd love to hear how it sets you apart.
So what was the first question?
It was just about how you approach these collaborations and decide what you want to do and what sets you apart from them.
Okay, so with me being a freckled model, I really can't reach out to makeup companies, but I can reach out to them as far as me doing a challenge. So when I first reached out to Hyde, they were first coming out and they were like, oh, this is makeup line that can hide anything. So I was like, okay, I would love to challenge your company and see if you can hide my beautifully defined freckles. And they took me up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my very first YouTube video. And I knew nothing of what I was doing. I'm just like, okay, I have someone that's interested in working with me. So what I did was I hid half of my freckles and the other half were showing. So I was just like, okay, this company is like really good. And I'm not putting on makeup to hide my freckles. Right. It's kind of like something fun.
Right.
So after I saw that the company was true to what they were saying, I started to work with them more because people don't know what I look like without my freckles. And I didn't know what I looked like without my freckles. So it was kind of like on the fun end. But people were telling me that they were like, oh, don't ever do that again. So I'm just like, well, this is for fun, but people are like, no, we love your freckles, you know, leave them alone. So that's when I kind of transitioned to skincare. So Bliss Cosmetics, Bliss and Nail Boo and all that other stuff. So that's how I approach it, me personally.
Your freckles are gorgeous.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. They are so fabulous. A very beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
You know, when you talk about modeling and going on the calls that you have to go on to see if you get the job, that can be very strenuous on someone's mind, even an adult, definitely a young lady like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What allows you to be able to tap into your inner strength to say if you don't get a job, but that you really, really want it?
Yeah.
How do you not let that affect your self-esteem? And how do you not take it personal? Because it really has nothing to do with you, right?
Right.
So how do you stay grounded and just stay in that place of, I know who I am, this doesn't define me, and I'm not gonna give up?
Exactly. So my approach to that is I take everything that you said and realize that it's not about me, and I pray a lot. So I would pray and ask the Lord, like, God, if this opportunity is for me, please let it go all the way through. If it's not for me, please close the door. And sometimes the door will close and I'll be like, okay, I already prayed about it. Like, I can't
get
that.
I really wanted that.
Yeah, I really wanted that, but
I shouldn't have said that.
Right. I actually wanted it. But how I keep my spirits up is I will look at it as, okay, I have something bigger coming. Maybe that wasn't for me because maybe it was for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like any opportunity that I had was ever lost.
Mm-hmm.
It was just never mine. And I have something else that belongs to me. So
That's
what keeps me going forward.
That's profound.
Yes.
That's profound. Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
It does.
Yes.
And when you can live that way, it allows you to live in peace.
Yes,
and there's nothing like peace.
Right.
There really isn't anything like peace. Go ahead, Lily. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, no. You're fine. This is perfect. But this one kind of builds off of the question you were just asked. But how do you stay true to yourself and your values while navigating the demands and expectations of the industry, especially in terms of empowering messages for women and girls?
So that is a really good question. I'm so glad. I was hoping someone would ask me that question one day. So how I approach everything when it comes to that, I tell people when I'm just regular daily stroll in the park or at the mall or wherever my fans may see me, they would approach me and they'll be like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. And I'll be like, listen, you're beautiful too. We all have our own destiny. So whatever your destiny is, just know that every door that's going to open is for you. Don't ever compare yourself to anyone else. So that's why I tell people, with me in modeling, like, it's no competition. I know what I'm there for. You know, I'm only in competition with myself, and they should be in competition with themselves either. And just because someone is pretty, that doesn't mean that they're taking away anything that is yours. That doesn't take away any of your beauty. That doesn't take away any opportunities that you may have along the line. So it's kind of like I let them sit there and think about, okay, I am beautiful. I can have anything that I want. No one is taking anything away from me. So it's kind of like I have them reroute their mind of, okay, what's the root of my problem? If I do have one, am I confident enough in myself? Do I feel like someone else is more beautiful than me? And that's when the conversation takes a turn.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's when the conversation takes a turn, because I would talk to them to see how their mind is working, to see, like, okay, what can I help them speak life into them? Like, what parts of themselves do they need help with? Because some people don't know how to speak in life into themselves.
Right.
So that's where I come in.
Yes.
So I would continue to talk with them and just be like, what are they about to say? And then they would, you know, expose everything, like, oh, this, that about myself. And I'll be like, listen, everyone is unique in their own way.
They are, yes.
Whatever makes you unique is what makes you beautiful.
That's
like the beauty standard, I tell them to just get beauty standards out of your mind. There's no such thing as a beauty standard.
Right.
There is beauty, but there is no standard. Beauty means that it's, in my definition, beauty is something that makes you unique.
Right.
So whatever makes you unique, that makes you unique. That
is.
Doesn't make them unique. It's not called
exactly
unique. It's called unique.
Well, I'm glad that you talk to them in that manner,
because
a lot of times people don't know. And when we get into a situation where we feel valueless, that we don't know our worth, it can put us in a very, very sticky situation in life in general. I want to talk briefly before we're almost out of time, but I have to get to this point with you. You sat down one day and you wrote a note.
Yes.
And in that note, you really wrote it to God.
Yes, I did.
And fast forward, you didn't realize that what you were writing down was really your purpose.
Yes.
And what you wrote down, because God says in Habakkuk 2:3, write the vision,
make it plain. Oh,
and so you wrote the vision and you made it plain. And here you are today. Tell us a little bit about those notes that you wrote. I know it was on September 18th, 2018. Could you tell us just a little bit about what those notes was about, and how did it make you feel to know that you literally wrote a note to our daddy, Jesus Christ, and he listened, and he didn't just answer your prayer. He just opened up the windows of heaven over you and poured you out with so much overflowing blessings. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. It's a little funny story. So I'm used to talking to myself in the shower, giving myself interviews, because I was just like, okay, one day I know that I'm going to tell my story. I'm going to share my story, because I went through too much to not share my story, because I know there's a lot of people that went through what I went through and they feel alone. So I don't want people to feel alone, and I want to show people that they can make it. So I went in my journal and I wrote down what my purpose was for modeling, because people would ask, like, what are you doing in modeling? Like, you know, they would just ask, like, are you just trying to get money, or do you just want to be seen? Do you just want to be on some type of pedestal? My reason for modeling was I want people to know that when they get older, they might have regrets because of when they were younger. They may have not been, how do I say, confident enough to take on opportunities that may have been for them. Because if you don't take risk, you don't risk success.
That's
so
right.
No risk, no success. You know what I mean? And I was telling people, well, in my notes, I would kind of share my destiny with my notes and my destiny with just different people. And I would share to them that my reason for modeling is to show people that you have to accept yourself, because if you don't accept yourself, you'll look for acceptance from the world's beauty standards, and beauty standards change every year, every month, with just, you know, celebrities and stuff like that. But they, you know, like, you have to love yourself and accept yourself before you go into, like, this type of field. Like, people will try to mold you into what they want you to look like, but No, I do modeling for myself, just to show myself that I can do this, I'm successful, and the image that I'm in, I don't have to change anything, I don't have to get a boob job,
right,
my butt done, teeth, and anything
like
that.
Because you're happy with who you are.
Yes.
You're happy, you already know whose you are.
Right.
And so when you know that, it allows you to just walk in that strength, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and so, and be so positive and pleasing in your own skin.
Mm-hmm.
I want very briefly to talk about the JCPenney's campaign. I don't want to end without talking about that. I know you're going to have this huge poster of yourself in JCPenney's.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know you're asking everyone to take a picture.
Yes.
Next to your picture. And whenever you do see Kiana Rowe in JCPenney's, make certain to take a picture next to her picture and tag her on Instagram. Kiana, it is so nice to have you here today. I just want you to keep shining, keep smiling, keep moving forward, pushing forward, and never ever give up. Continue to keep your faith in God, because He has His hands up on you. This is just the beginning of where He's going to take you. Embrace it and enjoy the journey, okay?
Thank you.
You are so welcome. We would like to let you know how you can get in contact with Kiana. If you go to her Instagram page at kiana.rowe, or you can go to her Facebook page at Kiana Rowe. We will be back in a moment. We also have her email address listed there for you. We're going to take a quick break. Back in a moment. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining our show today. This has been really a great job. I want to thank all of my guests, Lily, Kiana, and Christian as well. We've had a lot of time, a lot of fun time today. I want to thank you for letting me come into your home, your kitchen, your car, or wherever you are watching this podcast today. You can always catch our podcast on Fridays on Facebook, Instagram, as well as on LinkedIn. And we also have Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts if you're more comfortable listening to it via audio. I want to thank my producer today, Sarah, and the entire production team. As they know, I always say it, I can't do it without them. I wouldn't even want to do it without them. And I thank Linda Gray. Linda Gray is also a business consultant, and she's also my mentor and producer as well. Linda, I know that you honestly know how I feel about the support you've given to this show. Together, our goal is to continue to uplift one girl, one woman at a time. And I just know the direction of the Renewed Minds podcast is limitless. If you would like to contribute to the show to see more positive content like this, please visit renewedmindspodcast.com to contribute. If you would also like to advertise your business on the show, please visit renewedmindspodcast.com. If you would like to hire me as a life coach for you, only women and teen girls, for you or your daughter or someone that you know, please contact me at mindsetconnections.com. If you would like to hire me to speak at one of your upcoming events, please log on to mindsetconnections.com. I am so grateful to you. Thank you for watching. Till next time, bye everybody.